This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Accused abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell sat emotionless and took notes in court Wednesday, while jurors in his murder trial were shown images of 7 of his 8 alleged victims and his cluttered and dirty abortion clinic. However, Gosnell smiled broadly when photographs of his wealthy lifestyle were shown. Pro-life advocates say that Gosnell made millions aborting babies while women at his clinic were subjected to the reuse of disposable instruments and other dangerously shoddy practices inflicted upon them by Gosnell and his unqualified, low-paid staff. A week after a Planned Parenthood lobbyist stated that infanticide after botched abortions was acceptable, and with no rebuttal by Planned Parenthood, the news is spreading. Now the chairman of the Republican Party is challenging Democrats who support taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood to condemn the abortion business for its tacit stance in favor of infanticide. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other news, a stunning photo of a child born by C-section, yet still within its amniotic sac, is evoking plenty of questions because the child does not know it's been born yet. And pro-life advocates are questioning whether the Obama White House has circumvented Texas law in order to fund Planned Parenthood there. This has been Life News Radio.